News release. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Today, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced 13 felony charges against former Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives Lee Chatfield, 35, of levering, for orchestrating a scheme of self-enrichment against state, campaign, and nonprofit funds. She additionally charged Mr. Chatfield's wife, Stephanie Chatfield, with two felonies. Our investigation has uncovered evidence that Lee Chatfield used various different schemes to embezzle, steal, and convert both private and public monies to fund a lavish lifestyle that his state salary could not possibly afford, said Nessel. While the entirety of our investigation is not yet completed, my department is moving forward with 13 charges against Lee Chatfield alleging rampant and flagrant misuse and misappropriation of political nonprofit funds while Speaker of the House, including conducting a criminal enterprise. Lee Chatfield is alleged to have illegally converted to his own personal use funds from the 501(c)(4) Peninsula Fund, his own electoral political action committees, the Chatfield Majority Fund and the Chatfield Majority Fund II, and the state budget of the Michigan House of Representatives. The state alleges Lee used nonprofit funds to pay off personal credit card expenses, sought improper mileage reimbursements from the House of Representatives for district to Lansing travel that never occurred, implemented a check kickback scheme to move PAC money through staff and back to his pocket, and sublet an apartment, paid for by the Peninsula Fund, for his own profit. Public integrity matters and holding accountable corrupt elected officials who abuse their authority has been a top priority for this office during my administration, Nessel continued. This case highlights the many ways Michigan's current campaign finance and disclosure laws make concealing enormous amounts of fundraising and spending far too easy. The Michigan Campaign Finance Act does not serve as an adequate deterrent, and the inherent weaknesses of our laws in this arena not only allow for pervasive, corrupt behavior, it encourages and fosters it. My department will continue to pursue public corruption and bad actors who violate the law with the tools we have available, and will persist in our efforts to encourage legislative change to increase transparency and good governance in the ways in which our state government operates. Lee Chatfield has been charged with the following. One count of conducting a criminal enterprise, a 20-year felony. Four counts of embezzlement from a nonprofit organization, $1,000 to $20,000, a felony punishable by 10 years incarceration and or a $15,000 fine. Three counts of embezzlement by a public officer over $50, a felony punishable by 10 years incarceration and or a $5,000 fine. One count of conspiracy to commit embezzlement from a nonprofit organization, $1,000 to $20,000, a felony punishable by 10 years incarceration and or a $15,000 fine and an additional $10,000 fine. Three counts of embezzlement, $1,000 to $20,000, a felony punishable by 5 years incarceration and or a $10,000 fine, and one count of a felony violation of the Charitable Trust Act, a felony punishable by 5 years incarceration and or a $10,000 fine. Stephanie Chatfield has been charged with one count each of the following. Embezzlement from a nonprofit organization, $1,000 to $20,000, a felony punishable by 10 years incarceration and or a $15,000 fine, and conspiracy to commit embezzlement from a nonprofit organization, $1,000 to $20,000, a felony punishable by 10 years incarceration and or a $15,000 fine and an additional $10,000 fine. The investigation into the former speaker began with allegations from Rebecca Chatfield against her brother-in-law, Lee, that he had sexually assaulted her beginning when she was a teen and he was employed at her high school. A criminal complaint was filed with the Lansing Police Department and the investigation was soon turned over to Michigan State Police. By time the matter came to the Department of Attorney General for further investigation and prosecutorial review, the allegations had expanded into widespread financial crimes pertaining to various regulated accounts. The investigation of alleged sexual assaults by Lee Chatfield has concluded without issuance of charges, as the department's exhaustive investigation did not reach the appropriate proofs required and did not produce sufficient evidence under the appropriate criminal statutes. The investigation into Lee Chatfield's alleged financial crimes continues, and further criminal charges are possible for both Lee and Stephanie Chatfield, as well as additional defendants. A video of Attorney General Nessel announcing the charges at a Lansing press conference can be found on her YouTube channel. The felony summons enumerating the criminal charges filed against Lee Chatfield can be found on the Attorney General's website, PDF. The sworn affidavit in support of the criminal charges filed against Lee Chatfield, PDF, is also available on the Attorney General's website. The felony summons enumerating the criminal charges filed against Stephanie Chatfield, PDF, can also be found on the Attorney General's website. The sworn affidavit in support of the criminal charges filed against Stephanie Chatfield, PDF, can also be found on the Attorney General's website.